Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sinead Says podcast. This week we have a solo podcast with me. I'm back in my room because the studio was all booked up. So we're back in the room. Oh my God, it's so much effort setting all this up. It literally took me an hour to set this all up. Before we get into this episode about achieving your goals and success, I want to talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online therapy service, and some of you probably already know that therapy played a massive part in my success because I feel like when I began my process of therapy, I was in a state of lack of belief that I could be successful or that I could have my own business, or I just had beliefs that like that was just never for me and that wasn't the kind of person that I was, and you know, people like me don't get successful and don't, you know, I never took any risks. I just wanted to stay with my old identity, and when I went to therapy, that really, really challenged my beliefs. Like the questions that were asked in therapy were like, you know, what do you think money, having money feels like or looks like? And that made me realize that I looked at success as like people that were greedy. And then I had to look at that and be like, that's not going to be me. And then like in therapy, they would ask me things like, and what would you do if you were successful? And all the things that I would do if I was successful didn't equal the beliefs that I had. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it was a massive part to play in uncovering those beliefs. And once I truly believed that I deserved it and that I was worthy and that I got rid of my limiting beliefs, that is when everything changed for me. So I highly, highly recommend therapy. It's so good to coach you into success. If you would like to sign up to BetterHelp, you get 10% off your first month with betterhelp.com/Sinead. That is betterhelp.com/Sinead. This week I'm doing a solo podcast. I have a few guests on coming up. I think I have like a sex podcast coming up with a sex educator. Oh my God, he looks crazy. Like he's going to be such a vibe. But I just watched his story the other day and I was like, no, he is going to be hectic. So hopefully get him on as well. And then Sam's on his 2 week stag, guys. He is literally on a 2 week stag. And then he'll be on it as well because Sam's so good at advice. And it's so nice for the girls to message in like advice. And then they need a male perspective. Sometimes it's nice to have him there. He's really good at that. So I'll have him on as well. And yeah, I think I'm going to do a podcast on Fanos as well, because a lot of people said, they're like, what's Fanos? And I just need a podcast called Fanos. And it's basically a communication technique that you can use within a relationship. So I'm going to do a podcast on like communication techniques and how to get your partner to communicate better, because I feel like I'm really good at that. So that's what and then we're going to go into achieving success. But yeah, I actually finished a book there, which was lovely. I have to plug it here. So it was Good Material by Dolly Alderan. And when I was reading it, I was like, it's a little bit slow, because I thought fiction books are supposed to be like action and things happening. But this was just like a story of like a male going through a breakup. And then it showed different perspectives at the end. And it was so meaningful and so relatable to me. And I just loved it. So if you've gone through a breakup or you've gone through a breakup, like you're going to relate to this book no matter what. And maybe if you didn't go through a breakup, maybe not, because there's all these little bits in it that are like quite funny, the things that you did. And it's so funny because there's a bit in it and he was watching her Instagram and then she had a new boyfriend. So then he blocked her. He was like, okay, I'm going to block her. But then he went on Safari and like searched her name so then he could see her. So then he constantly every day searched that, but even though he had her blocked. And I was like, no, that isn't funny. We've all done that. So it's quite like a funny little laugh. And at the end, there's like a different perspective, which I loved. So keep on with the book. If you're reading it, you're like, keep going, because it gets really fast towards the end and it's a bit of a page turner. So love that little book. And you know me, I'm not a massive fiction person, but I've been reading fiction because the book club wants me to read fiction. So here I am reading fiction. And guess what? I love it. I just needed accountability. And there's so much meaning in it. And even when I was reading that book, I was like, had so many ideas for a breakup meditation album, basically, you know, like to help you through breakups, like a meditation version. You know, anything can inspire you. You know, I always think I need to read the self-development psychology books to, you know, and get stuff for the podcast. But like reading that made me feel inspired. So anything can make you feel inspired. You've got to just say yes, try different things. So that's my lesson of the week. And I want to get into how to achieve success, because we were talking about this the other day, me and Kyle, and then I was like, I'm going to do a podcast on it, because I just started talking and I was like, I'm going to write these notes. So first of all, how to achieve success. The first thing you'd ask yourself is, what is holding me back from success? What is holding me back from my dreams? And when you ask yourself that, it's usually got to do with things like beliefs, self-belief, inadequacy, and money. All right. So when you look at them and be like, okay, what is actually holding me back from my dreams? Right. Well, let's start with inadequacy. Right. So let's just say you look at me and you're like, oh, I can do what Sinead does because she's got more skills, or she's done more courses and she's done this, whatever. All right. And you're feeling inadequate. Right. So if you're feeling inadequate and that's stopping you from your dreams, please look at the definition of inadequacy, because it literally just means you do not have the appropriate information right now. So what is the solution to that? Getting more information and getting more skills. So if you're feeling inadequate, like I could feel inadequate in my job or in this podcast, when in fact there is a solution to that feeling. I can go get more skills. I can go get more courses. I can do a degree. I can do more things. So that is one thing. Feeling inadequate, there's a solution to it. There's always solution. That's my saying, is like solution-based thinking. That's what we need. So the next thing I want to talk about is, people will say like they can't start a business because they don't have the money. But then if you look at other people who have started it and came from nothing, that will help you with that belief as well. And that like will take us into self-belief, right? So sometimes I think as well, like the difference between you and your future self is the only thing standing in your way of you and your future higher self is the belief that you can be that person, because the person that's there believes they could be there, and that's why they're there. And I truly feel like that for myself. There's a difference in who I was 5 years ago. I believe and deserve that I should be here because of all the work that I've done. And to be honest, there's a load of different reasons why I feel worthy and deserving. But one of them is like uncovering these beliefs, bringing awareness to them and realizing that other people have done it. So why can't I? One of my favorite quotes is, the universe only gives you what you think you deserve. So when you start to believe that you are worthy and deserving, the universe will deliver. When you're feeling like you can't, you don't have the self-belief to do something, what is it? What do we do to get that self-belief? Don't be afraid to bring in role models, okay? It's okay to look up to someone, right? And it's okay to be inspired by them. It will give you a guide to your goals, all right? You can look at someone and think, oh, how she got that? Or you can look at them with envy, or you can look at them with judgment. When in fact, if someone's done something, that means you can also do it. And they are a guide to your goals. I want you to think of someone, right? Right. Maybe somebody who inspires you. And this is not just in jobs, right? In career paths, in anything. Like my mom's cleaning inspires me. You know, my roommate Sinead, her cleaning inspires me. And I want to be more cleaner. So sometimes I watch her. I don't do it all the time. But if I wanted to be like her, I could do everything that she does. All right. So think of someone who inspires you. It could be your boss. It could be your mom. It could be a public figure. Either way, they can be your own personal cheat sheet, because if you can model your role model's behaviors down to the last milligram of the ingredient, you too can have what they have. It's like that metaphor about the recipe. Can you make the best cheesecake in the world? If I said that to you, you'd probably be like, no. But if I give you the exact ingredients and told you exactly what to do, you'd be able to make the best cheesecake in the world. And that's what it is. Role models are your ingredients. Well, are they? No, they're the cake. Are they? Yeah. So basically you can guide yourself to your goals through what other people do. So you need to look at the people that inspire you and start asking questions, which brings me to another point. What there is like the best words in business. All right. So anyone who inspires you, you need to ask them what, why, when, where, how, all these questions, all right? Curiosity is the best thing. Someone that inspires you, be like, oh, how did you do that? Why did you do that? You know, if you're in your work and your boss made like a really risky call, but it just transformed the business, why did you do that? All right? Because there is recipes for success everywhere. And the person that asks is stupid for 5 seconds, but the person that doesn't ask is a fool forever. And that is really important, because we're so scared to ask questions to our role models, whether you've got the answer or not. it's better to ask than not to ask, you know? Okay, so if you want any journal prompts for this, I would say look out for role models and people who inspire you. All right, and it doesn't have to, what I said before, you can watch other people's behaviors and see how they get their goals. Like a good example of this is I would love to have as clean a house and organized house as my mom. But when I watch her, I realize the difference between me and her. All right. So I would rather leave the house and not be late. Right. I just leave. I'd be like, oh, I'm already late. Leave all my stuff. My mom will not leave the house until it's clean. So she will rather be late than clean the house. So that's what her habit is. Whilst my habit is I'm going to get out the door. I'm going to leave everything. It's fine. Whilst for her, to like, she always comes home to a clean home. And when I watch her, it's because she does not leave that house until it's clean, until everything's in its place. And it's exact same, like with my roommate, Sinead, she's always putting stuff in place. And like, if you watch that and like went through with that, I'm not very good at that. I really do try, guys. I really do try. And they do help me and inspire me. And I do little things, but sometimes sometimes it's just not something I enjoy. But you know, I'm just telling you, it doesn't have to be about success and role models. It can be like, if someone is doing something that you admire, like getting up early, like a person that gets up early, what is their habits? They go to bed early. They also probably don't, you know, party all night, or, you know, you can just watch people. It can be anything. All right. So even if you think about anyone who inspires you or anyone you look up to, actually sit in your journal and go, why does this person inspire me? And another question, what habits and behaviors do they have? And if you can't ask your role models personally, or they're not in front of you, you can listen to podcasts. You can see other people's views through autobiographies. You can read their books. You can read interviews. There is so much information out there that can guide you to your goals. And this is a good example. I remember going, obviously people know that I can be a bit of a nervous speaker. And I was like, I'm going to go and look at some TED Talks. And then I'm going to go listen to a podcast of that TED Talk person talking about their TED Talk. And what I did find in one of those episodes was, obviously I have a very high heart rate when I'm speaking on stage. I do not remember much and I'm kind of taking an internal panic attack. But anyway, what I did was went onto the podcast, listened to the person who did the TED Talk, and they had a few tips. One of the tips was do 50 air squats before you do your speech, practice your speech, because your heart rate is going to be at the same as when you're on stage as a nervous speaker. And that's exactly what I did. I did 50 air squats and I practiced my speech over and over and over again. And I didn't miss a single word when I was on stage that time. So there is loads of little things people do that will help you to your goals. You just got to find them. There is so much information out there. So don't be lazy. You can go out there and find it. Moving on to the next step of success, consistency. And this is something I... One second, guys. I just need to take a breath. Is anyone else feeling overwhelmed, struggling to find a moment of peace in the chaos of work, relationships, and personal challenges? I know exactly how that feels. And like you, I've been on a journey lately to find balance, to reconnect with myself. I've learned that taking time for ourselves isn't just a luxury, it's essential. And it starts with a moment of a pause, a deep breath, and a space where we can find rest and rejuvenation. And that is why I am super excited to invite you to join the Brave Way membership, a place for your mind and spirit to have a break. Imagine having access to guided meditations that not only help you sleep better, but also empower you with the energy to face your day with confidence and calm. Our journey together goes beyond just meditation. It's about diving deep into self-discovery, finding gratitude in the small things, and unlocking the potential within us. With a huge library of meditations to begin, live calls and workshops, you'll have all the tools and support to explore, grow, and transform. I understand that some aspects of meditation can be challenging, but you're not alone. Our community is here to guide and support you through every step. Whether you're navigating the complexities of relationships, manifesting, or seeking deeper insights into your thoughts and emotions, the Brave Way is here for you. So if you're ready to embrace a life of greater peace, purpose, and connection, let's embark on this beautiful journey together. Visit thebraveway.co to start your transformation. And because you're a valued listener of our podcast, use the code BRAVEPODCAST for an exclusive discount on your first 3 months. Only available this week. Remember, the path to a braver, more resilient you starts with a single step. I'm here to walk that path with you. See you on the inside, and let's make today the beginning of your bravest journey yet. Wouldn't usually believe before I started, but it has proved me wrong time and time again, because you think success comes, well, to be honest, no. Consistency is, it's so small, but it adds up, all right? And I'm going to give you a good example. I used to do daily emails every single day in COVID. Like, obviously, I have so much going on in my life right now, so I don't get to do them every single day. But when I had an email list every single day, I would write, you know, what I'd learned, little analogies, little self-development things, journal quotes, all this stuff. And I wrote all of them and I sent them out to everyone. And I have all these emails. Like, there's hundreds. And I just go into them sometimes, and I get inspo for this podcast. I get inspo for, and another thing is, I wrote a book on relationships and it actually did really, really well. People loved my book on relationships. It's in the show notes if you want to read it. And it's because I consistently wrote those emails every single day, right? And every single relationship book, when I was doing my relationship coaching, when I was doing my psychology, all these things, right, that any related to relationships, I wrote them in a daily email, snippet by snippet by snippet, right? So when it came to me writing a book, I just pulled them snippets and I added a little bit more and I put them into more different perspectives and stuff like that. And there it was. So writing one page per day makes a book, you know? And the same thing with reading books, all right? Personally, I read books and I have made that a consistent habit in my life. For me, it's weird. I just love reading so much. But to be honest, guys, reading self-development and psychology and philosophy lately has been a wee bit because I've just been reading a wee bit of fiction and I've just been enjoying it, getting lost in it. And as you can tell from the start of the podcast, I do get inspo from it. So I've been enjoying a little bit of fiction. So allow me with that. Okay, guys, me reading books every day. So I read 10 pages every day and that's it. Sometimes I don't even get to the 10 pages. Maybe I'll be like in a bit of a rush and I'll say, just read 5 pages, 2 pages, whatever. All right. I don't read them all the time at the weekend. I read them, if I'm going to the beach, I'll read them at the weekend. But mostly Monday to Friday, I'll read 10 pages of a book per day. And over time, that has accumulated to hundreds of books. And within that, I have written and recorded 92 episodes on a podcast because of the knowledge that I've gained through 10 pages per day. So consistency is so, so important. And it's the same thing as if you want to grow on Instagram, if you want to do any of that stuff, it's posting every day, it's content. Although content is hard these days. It's reels. It used to be we could put up natural stories. Now it's like we have to have all these edited reels. It's hard, guys. It's, you know, it's tough out there, but we're getting there. We're getting there. We're learning. So yeah, it's about consistency. And sometimes when you're posting or doing something consistently, it doesn't feel like it's working, but it is. That's why you have to be consistent, because it's like delayed gratification, isn't it? That do something consistently, you know, like meditating, reading a book, listening to podcasts. You could listen to this podcast consistently if you like. The next step to success is your why and grit. So what is grit? Actually, let me get the actual definition of grit, because I actually don't know. I read this book called Grit. Actually, I read half the book, which is not really going to my consistency, what I just said. But the reason I read half the book is because I left the book in Bali by accident. But I read half the book, and I'll tell you what I got from it. What it means to have grit. A person with true grit has passion and perseverance. Goals are set and followed through. A person who works really hard to follow through on commitments has true grit. It's not a word you hear very often when teaching youth on a solid work ethic is. The word grit should be used. You can probably take some of that out, because that wasn't really a definition. But anyway, so grit is like passion, all right? And it comes down to your why. And I always talk to you about finding your why, and it comes into your grit as well. So there was loads of studies done on why people are successful, and it's usually because grit. But how much grit you have depends on your life experiences. So my grit would be, obviously, you know that I have a meditation business. By the time this is out, actually, the new membership hub with all brand new meditations, and they're going to be added every single month. It is now available, and it has a massive, massive library of meditations. You've got self-love, you've got manifesting, visualization, calming the nervous system. There is literally loads. Sorry, that was just a plug that just came rolling off my tongue. Anyway, we all know that I have that business and I have so much grit towards it. Like I sit and do all these courses and meditate all the time and do all the stuff and bring all the stuff to you. Do all the, because if you don't have grit, if you don't have passion and purpose behind it, sometimes it's very hard to do the difficult things like doing your taxes, writing long emails, doing all these things, right? But the grit behind me really pushes me, right? So my grit is obviously meditation is something that probably most likely saved my life, all right? So learning about meditation, understanding it, you know, I had insomnia. I couldn't sleep. I was in fight or flight constantly and I was just stressed, like everything awful. Anyway, and then when I found meditation and understood how to do it properly and was taught properly, that is when I honestly thought that the pain just lifted, you know, after like 3 weeks of meditating regularly, I was like, wow, this has truly saved my entire life. Not only that, it has made me so much more aware and gave me a personality that is mine. You know, meditation made me, you know, take away all the conditioned patterns from everyone else, what I should do and what I should be like, what I should look like. And I choose to be like, what do I like? Right. So this gives me so much passion and so much grit because I need people to feel this peace. I need people to feel that they don't have to be not sleeping all night, feeling anxious, heart beating really fast. They can actually feel good, safe and calm in their body. And that is exactly why I work so hard on that. And that is my grit. And a good analogy of this is I used to watch Legally Blonde every single night to get me to sleep. When I was a kid, I used to love it. I used to sit in my bunk bed and I had this purple TV with a video player. And I used to put my tape in and watch Legally Blonde every night. So anyway, Legally Blonde, I think I know all the words. Legally Blonde analogy is no one believed in her. And she probably didn't believe in herself until she had grit. So she had grit because she had a passion. There was somebody she really wanted to help. And when you're passionate enough about something, you find the energy to do it. So her why was so strong. And that is why people didn't believe in her. They were like, oh no, she can't amount to that. When in fact, she had the passion and the purpose to get the job done. And that is exactly what you need. So how do we do this? A good way to do this is finding your why, but you can't just say, oh, I want to do it. And I just told you there like one excuse, like one why, you know, I want to do it because I want people to feel peace. All right. So before I started my business, The Brave Way, I actually wrote down 100 reasons why I want The Brave Way to work. That doesn't have anything to do with money because money can, so we don't want money to come into it. You want the grit, the positive energy behind it, all right? So I actually got my journal out and got the examples of why I want my business to work, all right? So number one, and this is just examples for you to like get ideas because you can't just say one. You need to, like I wrote down 100 reasons. Like I put that behind me and that made me feel so strongly about everything. So here's a few examples. I'm not going to go into 100, but I'm just going to show you. Number one, I want people to feel the inner peace that I feel from meditating. Number two, I want people to have a structured course for meditating that can be easily accessed and affordable. I want to give back to my family who have supported me by giving them amazing experiences. I want to show people that you can create a successful career out of something that you love. I don't know what number one, sorry. To create jobs for people working in jobs that drain them. To grow as a female entrepreneur and be a role model for other females. To live a life of freedom and to have time to work on myself each day. Well, that last one I don't have right now. But that's because I'm in the middle of, like, this is just before launch. When you listen to this, we will have launched our membership hub. So I will have more time for me. No, that's probably a lie. It's just like we're doing the final touches. So it's a lot right now. Your grit and your why is very important to your success. The next thing, your environment. I have noticed a massive change in my friendships and in the people around me because we're all starting to succeed. And when someone sees you succeed, it gives them the belief that they can succeed. You can look at it another way if you like and think, you could look at it and be like, oh, look at her. That's envy, jealousy, reform, desire. All right. You can look at them and be like, oh my God, this is opportunity. They can help me. I can ask them questions and I can get to that as well. If someone is successful around you, you can be successful too. And it gives you that belief. So use them as a guide to your goals. Your environment is so important and look around in your environment. And if you want to find someone, there are so many people online that you can find and put in your environment. Ask people to meet for coffees, you know, attract that like-minded community. The next step to success is your judgmental detox, all right? So a lot of people stop themselves from success because they're afraid of what other people think of them. So you need to begin the judgmental detox and free yourself from this judgment. And I'm not going to get into that today because I have a whole podcast on it. It's called Overcoming Judgment and it's episode 73. So you can go to that for that. And then another few little top tips to gain success is meditation for focus. How can you expect to follow your goals if you can't focus long enough to write an email or do your taxes? There's things like that. And meditation really, really helps me focus. And without it, I feel like a bit scattered. So when I meditate, I become more focused. I also know who I am a bit more. I gain mental resilience. I react less. It is amazing. And if you go on to Tools of Titan, it's a book called Tools of Titan. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. And it's basically this whole book about mentors or tribe of mentors. That's it. There's another one called Tools of Titan. Basically, it's this guy interviewing so many people, successful people, and why they're successful. And when I listened to it, I was like, all I could hear was meditation, meditation, meditation. So that's what they're doing. So that's what I was like, I need to do. And then that's when I, you know, find the peace. And then I just wanted to quickly talk about a few books that really helped me overcome my beliefs and gain success. So The Mind Illuminated, it's an amazing book because there's a thing in it called Brills, and it's called Brills, but it means bullshit rules. And it like breaks through all these like stigmas and all these like beliefs. Really helped me. Also had lots of creative ideas in there. And you know what's crazy? There's a thing in there called AFAS. And I was like, wow, that would be so cool. I would love to do something like that. Or I would like to do something like a retreat or Brave. And then Brave Retreats came as well. Amazing. And then TED Talks are also really good. The book Green Lights, anything that's autobiography about successful people can usually help you understand successful people. So highly recommend any autobiography of anyone you inspire. TED Talks are also very inspiring, and podcasts as well. Actually, the Boss Babe podcast is like, it's a very businessy one. So depend on what you are looking for and what success you're looking for. The Boss Babe podcast was a really good one for me as well. I really enjoyed listening to people have massive goals. Anyway, that is the end of the episode because I did want to keep it short and snappy. And I just want to say thank you all so much. Please make sure you review the podcast. It really, really helps. Review, give us your 5 stars, you know the crack. And thank you very much for listening.